Hello, it's Joe LaBianca commenting on Romans 5, 18 and 19. Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. I'll explain this to you because it's really very simple. My whole purpose in doing this is to encourage you in God. I want to assure you that you have eternal life, because you just believe in your Savior, Jesus. Just think, you were blessed to be born, now you are blessed to live forever, to outlast the universe in a place of no pain, or no crying, no problems, no sickness, and no boredom. This is the result of the act of Jesus on the cross, his act of goodness performed on the cross and at the tomb when he rose. He forgave you just because you trust him to forgive you. So, one sin by Adam was condemnation for all. That's covered condemnation for all before the cross. And one act of righteousness, the cross, is innocence that brings life for all. You might be saying, well, I believe in evolution and this is all bunk. If you look at the growth of humanity, it progresses as you go into the future and we become more and more. If you reverse that and go into the past, we become less and less until we get to two, Adam and Eve. They needed to be created to procreate. Now, evolution, you got a big problem. First of all, through these how many millions or billions of years they apply to evolution, which is false. Do you really believe that two fully functional people sexually met in the same place at the same time, by the way, how did they reproduce to get to that state? See, none of these questions are answered in evolution. So, because of the disobedience of I'm sorry, I'll read that again. Because of Adam's disobedience, many were made sinners. You and I were made sinners by Adam. We were made sinners. So also, by the obedience of Jesus on the cross, we were made righteous. We were made righteous. by Jesus, not by our quote unquote good lives. So let me assure you, rest in this truth and let your heart not be troubled when you think of God. There are enough problems in the world without adding God to one of them. So trust in the cross, simple, and be at rest. Thank you.